What's up, my fellow human beings with ears? It's your honorable boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to my professionally silly station recorded on the Anchor app. Oh, and by the way, shout out to Anchor for these dope-ass updates. I am digging this. Yes, hunty, I loves it. Okay, so let's go ahead and do this thing. I gotta say, the crazy people in this world never really cease to amaze me. Because today, we're going to talk about, well, one of my favorite subjects, sort of, food. Yay, yum. But not in the way you would think. We're going to talk about a guy who spit in someone's pizza. We're going to talk about needles that were found in strawberries and a very offensive Arby's sign. Yeah, so we definitely got ourselves quite the podcast episode today. I gotta tell you, this first one is fucking terrifying as hell. Period, point blank. And apparently, there is a series of assholes putting needles inside of strawberries. Now, this is real, and this is serious. There have been more than 100 reports of needles hidden in fruit in Australia, supposedly as a prank.
It's not a joke. It's not funny. You're putting the livelihoods of hardworking Australians at risk. And you're scaring children.
Now, the problem appears to have gone international. A man claims that he found a thin piece of wire in strawberries in Singapore. And needles were found in strawberries in New Zealand. Now, because of this, many people have stopped importing their strawberries from Australia. And the farming community is losing millions of dollars. Many supermarkets stopped selling strawberries because of this as well.
It would break a berry grower's heart. Tons of perfectly good strawberries being dumped because of a heartless scare campaign.
The motive behind these things is unclear. Who puts needles and pins into strawberries, knowing that's going to go to family and young kids?
Officials say there have been over 100 reports across every Australian state of needles and sharp metal objects hidden in strawberries, apples, bananas, and even mangoes. I don't know what the fuck is going on right now. I have no idea why these idiots are doing this. I do know that the Australian government has even decided to change their laws to raise the maximum prison sentence for people who contaminate food and for those who participate in related hoaxes or pranks. Now, this is a great move. First off, it's dangerous and can kill people. It can harm them. You know, and people who are doing this as a prank, and you believe this? You know, but it's deeper than that. People are actually losing their jobs because of this. Who can afford workers when you're losing millions by the day? People in Australia are trying to their best to support, you know, the strawberry farmers the best way they can, you know, by finding other ways to eat strawberries safely. Like, for instance, cutting them up first, you know. An official said on September 19th that they had arrested one person in connection with this stupid shit. So this is good news.
Firstly, in the last 2 days, we found a young person has admitted to a prank, including putting needles in strawberries, and he will be dealt with under the youth cautioning system.
So I'm hearing that Australia's biggest supermarket chain, Woolworth, and I hope I pronounced it correctly, they announced that they were going to go ahead and temporarily be removing their sewing needles from its 995 branches. That is freaking awesome. I mean, honestly, I'm not really sure how much money they really make off of sewing needles, but I definitely appreciate the support that they're showing. That's for damn sure. And as of recording this podcast, I have not found anything saying that it's been a problem in the United States, but you can never be too careful. So check your strawberries before eating them just to be safe. And you know what? I want you guys to go ahead and call in because I want to know what you think about this. You know, 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. A food services worker at Detroit's Comerica Park Stadium was recorded spitting into a pizza he was preparing for a customer, a crime that he is expected to soon be charged.
Ew.
Exactly. Now, a co-worker actually posted the video of this happening onto their Instagram page. Now, Jalen Curley, 20 years old, spit into a tin containing pizza dough. He then covers up his saliva with a ladle of tomato sauce. What the entire fuck? This is disgusting as hell. Now, I'm not gonna lie, I have definitely been tempted to do that shit, but I never did because that shit is nasty as fuck. I've been a server, I've been a bartender, I've been a flight attendant. I've done customer service pretty much my entire working career, but I never actually done that nasty shit. Now, he did this during the September 21st Detroit Tigers game against Kansas City Royals. Now, they definitely fired his dumbass when the Detroit Sports Service, which operates the food concessions at the ballpark, learned about the video.
You're fired!
Exactly. Side note, can I just say that it kind of bothers me that this guy is black? I mean, okay. Me being black, okay, I'm a little biased here, but because of the way so many people see us, for him to do something as stupid and nasty, it just angers the shit out of me. Because people like this, they're the reason people see us the way that they do. I don't know, maybe that's just me. I can't even get the words out. You feel me? Anyways, call in, share your opinion on this topic, 805-664-1828. Now, Jalen was arrested by Detroit police and the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, and they're reviewing a warrant and preparing criminal charges in connection with food tampering. Now, I mean, that makes sense to me. If you guys saw this video, you would feel the same way. And this wasn't like a quick spit. This was one of those kind of spits that was long and stretchy, like, oh God, it was gross as fuck. Now, this act was so disgusting that a medical evaluation for infectious diseases with a focus on hepatitis has to be done on him. That's how serious this shit is. And get this, he actually admitted to his coworker that this wasn't the first time that he's done this. Now, apparently, Jalen had worked there for years. There is no telling how many times he did this. How many people ate that crap? You feel me?
People, what was going on, because they obviously didn't want to listen. I was going to stay after to go down and speak to the HR to not cause a scene in the stand, but they didn't want to listen to me.
That video went viral on Facebook and Instagram.
Now, you know damn well when the internet found out Jalen's social medias, you already know it was a wrap. I mean, people left some pretty harsh comments about the ballpark video. I gotta be honest with you. I remember I actually read a few of them. One of them said, "You nasty for spending that pizza." Or, "Oh my God, he needs his jaw breaking. Nasty ass, punk ass, dirty ass mother." You know, it was pretty bad. While many others, you know, they just simply called him a bitch. So, yeah. That's fucking crazy. So, he actually spit in the pizza because he was having a bad day. That was his excuse. That's when he told his coworker, "Nigga, is you serious? I'm not normally, you know, for snitches, but that shit is nasty." A homeboy that posted this, that got this out there, I would high five the shit out of him if I ever got to meet him. I mean, imagine if you went to a game and you ate that loogied up nasty ass pizza. Oh my fucking God. Like, ugh. Okay? I'm legit, like, trying not to drive heave just thinking about that shit. Okay? And just call in. Let me know what you guys think about this disgusting ass fool. Okay? Would you have done what his coworker did? Would you have filmed it? Would you have told anyone at all? I'm curious. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Now, you guys know I had to put in a random sound for you, you know. So this next story is not as gross. Well, at least not physically, but it is definitely morally disgusting. A Minnesota man is facing several criminal charges after admitting that he rearranged letters on a sign outside of an Arby's restaurant to spell out an extremely offensive message. Now, the sign read, "Now hiring niggers and whores." Yeah, that's exact. Yes. The face you're making right now is the face I made when I heard about this. And of course, many who saw the sign were very offended and angered. Arby's workers received harassing phone calls and even death threats. Now, it was later found the person responsible for this weird, horrid act was not even an Arby's employee. What had no attachments to Arby's whatsoever. It was 19-year-old Usadini Christopher Colling Harper. Damn, that's a long-ass name. He confessed, saying he was waiting for the bus and was bored, so he decided to have a little fun with the sign. Upon further investigation, it was said that the sign from the Popeye's fast food restaurant nearby was also disturbed. He used letters from both signs in order to complete his dumbass task. Now, luckily, a patrolman spotted the offensive sign around 7 a.m. Saturday morning and immediately removed the message and notified Arby's as soon as they opened. But, you know, there's no telling how many people saw that sign along the way, you know? Now, apparently, the idiot who did this thought it was funny. Harper was charged by summons with criminal defamation, public nuisance, and disorderly conduct. This idiot even posted it on his Instagram page, the picture of what he did, with a caption that read, "This is why nobody eats Arby's." Yeah. Now, of course, the internet did its job and got to work, and he no longer has an Instagram due to the harassment I'm sure he fucking received and deserved to receive. You fucking idiot.
The fallout from the incident has significantly impacted Arby's employees. The restaurant manager told police they had to unplug their phones because people have made threatening and harassing phone calls. The manager says her employees were afraid to come to work, even though they are just as much offended by the content of the sign as anyone else. The complaint says the business has also suffered a considerable loss in revenue due to the suspect's actions.
Damn. You know, food is supposed to be my favorite subject. Now I'm terrified of it. I just want to take a second to thank you guys so much for listening to my professionally silly podcast here on Anchor or whichever auditory platform you chose. Cause your audible boo thing is available on so many different platforms. I have no idea why I sang that. I'm on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, CastBox, Pocket Podcasts, Overcast, and of course, Podbean. And you know, a girl certainly does like to get around, don't I? Yes, I do. If you're already a member of the Smile Squad, I hella appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to the station, thank you so much for joining me. And if you haven't already, please go ahead and tap that subscribe/favorite button so you can be notified whenever I upload my episodes. Yay! Now, also, if you're curious about the voice behind the mic, you can always follow me on my other social media platforms. Actually, you can just go to my YouTube channel, which is actually also called Professionally Silly, and there are clickable links in the description box of pretty much every single last one of my videos. You can follow me on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, all of that awesome sauce right there. All right, guys. Well, I guess I'm gonna give you one last random sound before I sign off. How about that? Once again, it's your Audible Boo Thang, Ambrose Miles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Also, I would love it if you guys would leave a review on my podcast. I want to know what you guys think, and I'd love it if you would also call in and share your opinions about the topics we discuss. Now, feel free to call in about any of my episodes here on my Professionally Silly Station that you've heard. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere, especially in that White House of ours. I'm just saying.